Si puede recordar, hace muchos años, el obispo Juan publicó algo que llamó Catequesis de Obispo y Vivir el Reino. So a lot of years ago, when Bishop was first here, I don't know, it was the first year or so of his time, he published these 5 points of Bishop's Catechesis and these 5 points of living in the kingdom of God. Fue en el primer o segundo año después de que él fue ordenado el obispo. Hubo 5 puntos para cada tema. Todavía vuelvo a esto a veces cuando necesito volver a lo básico. So I still go back to those 5 points of catechesis and those 5 points of living in the kingdom when I need to go back to the basics, when I need things simple. It's been very helpful to me. El Adviento es un tiempo no solo para recordemos que necesitamos un Salvador. El primer punto del catequesis de obispo es necesito un Salvador. I forgot that point. The first point of his catechesis is I need a Savior. And so then, el Adviento es un tiempo no solo para recordemos que necesitamos un Salvador y lo sepamos en nuestra mente, sino que lo sintamos. Tener una experiencia de nuestra necesidad de un Salvador. So Advent is not only a time to remember, yeah, you know what, I need a Savior, to know that in my mind and to be aware of it, in you know, because it's a truth. But Advent is a time to experience, I need a Savior, to feel it. La mayoría de las veces, la gente sabe esto en general. Creen en Dios y saben que no son Dios y saben que necesitan a Dios. Pero en mi experiencia, personalmente, así como en mi observación de muchas personas en mi vida, es que no tenemos el hábito de vivir como necesitamos un Salvador. So it's in, personally, my experiences and my observation of those around me is that day to day in everyday living, we're aware of, yeah, God is God and I need God, but we're not in the habit of living that reality, knowing, and my actions inform me, my thoughts inform me that I need a Savior. It's not essential to a lot of people's lives. En nuestra vida de individualismo, en nuestro querer de autosuficientes, I don't know how to say this in Spanish, so I just wrote, I hide in my busyness. En mi ocupación, right? Me escondo en mi búsqueda de consuelo, en mi necesidad de ser necesitado y útil y fuerte. Normalmente no estoy listo para experimentar a mi Salvador Jesucristo. So in my rugged individualism, in my need to be self-sufficient, in my need to be needed, in my want to be strong and able, normally I'm not ready to experience that I need a Savior. Solo cuando me vuelvo indefenso, a veces desesperado, me enfrento cara a cara con la realidad de que necesito un Salvador. Only when I become indefensive, when I become, I got it in Spanish here, I don't have it in English. When I become vulnerable, when I become needy, when I become weak, then I know that I need a Savior. I was going to tell a story about how I was driving through Chicago one time and my GPS quit and I didn't know where it was, and I was defenseless. I was defenseless. But I didn't want to relate that all. I didn't want to write it all out in Spanish, so we're just going to skip it tonight. Sorry. The point taken is that sometimes in our lives we are defenseless. A veces en nuestra vida, cada uno de nosotros, a veces somos indefensos. Y en estos momentos podemos entender, necesitemos un Salvador. No puedo salvar mi propia vida por mi propia fuerza. El Adviento no es cuaresma. Advent is not Lent. No estamos tan centrados en oración, el ayuno y dando limosna. So we're not focused on prayer and fasting and almsgiving during in Advent. Pero es un tiempo de penitencia. Es un tiempo con el propósito de prepararnos para encontrar de nuevo con Jesucristo. So it is a time of penitence in a different way, to prepare ourselves for this encounter with Jesus Christ, the coming back of Jesus Christ, as well as remembering that coming of Christ as human being. Durante estas pocas semanas, trate de alejarse del ajetero, ruido, cosas en las que me escondo. Trate de no usar tanto las redes sociales. So in these few weeks of Advent, try to step back from the busyness of life. Try to step back from the things that we hide ourselves in, the busyness. Even like social media and things like that, the noise, la ruida de nuestra vida. Try to step back from that just a little bit. Try to just sit in silence for a few moments every day. Siéntense intencionalmente en silencio durante unos momentos cada día. Tómese el tiempo para tener una conversación con alguien para quien usualmente no doy tiempo. So try to just take an opportunity, find that person, make that phone call with a person that, you know what, I think of them, but I never make that phone call. I think of them, but I never sit down and talk with this person. Take those moments. Cuando hacemos vulnerables a propósito, practicamos para encontrar con nuestro Salvador. Todos de nosotros necesitamos un Salvador.